Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm. For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete. They were the best team in basketball from start to finish. And they're the youngest NBA champion in 48 years.
Mike Breen on the call. They were an excellent team all year.
They were the best. They were the only team. They were the third team ever to enter the finals with 80 wins.
Yeah,
and it's them, a Warriors team and a Bulls team, and that was it.
Credit to the Pacers for taking them to 7 games, and then in game 7, you know, they lose Halliburton, so that's tough.
Right, everyone thought it was going to be a sweep.
Yep. Losing Halliburton was tough for me because I had decided that this game should once and for all be the bulletin board bowl. We should decide whether or not we're ever going to care about the stupidest stuff. I'm a sucker here. I'm an idiot, and it's probably true because it's good for storylines. It fills papers, but the things that we now dedicate air to about, Rick Carlisle saw a couple of buses that were already painted. Now the Pacers are going to be so mad. This goes back to the Bengals claiming they were mad because the Bills and the Chiefs had tickets for sale for a game because, you know, planning for a game is something people do. Bulletin board material. My God, people get so caught up in it. It drives me nuts. Exclusive.
It's everywhere.
Look.
It's everywhere.
The Thunder have buses that are painted with NBA champions.
Yeah.
Rick Carlisle. Game 7. Fellas, I know we were pretty fired up. I know this is literally a championship game. But did you see the buses? Can you believe these guys on the other side? They think they might win this game.
Uh-huh.
And they might have made some plans in case they did.
Uh-huh.
The nerve. Well, we're going to show them now. Sorry. It's Monday at 6:30 a.m. I get so...
Oh, wait till Jeremy sees people get upset about the Bills' Madden ratings.
I saw that.
There we go. They needed it. You know what? We are at a point where it's so forced sometimes that the first thought I had when I saw this, like, I wonder if they asked Madden to do that. Like, hey guys, you know, we don't have enough doubters this offseason. Like, nobody's doubting us. Like, can you drop us to like 83?
For sure.
Just so I can put something up in the locker room for the fellas.
For those that missed, the Madden not official ratings, like some beta tested rankings were released, yeah, and the Bills were behind the Browns and
the
Steelers.
Everyone was flipping out. They were behind Cleveland.
Yeah.
Right. Which is ridiculous. Sure, but who cares?
Anyway, 803-0550. Good morning. It's heat week. It's hot. It's going to be hot again, and hot and humid. Tom in Lockport. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Yes, I was about the player going down, Bob Lanier for St. Bonaventure back in 1970. They were going to the Final Four, and they lost him the game before the Final Four.
Yeah, it's tough. Trying to think who else, somebody else right before the Final Four. Bob Lanier, of course, famous.
Yeah.
Moment injury, you know, alters the course of history, maybe. At least in the Final Four.
Yeah, I hear that story a lot, that like they were gonna win. They were gonna go. further, where they were going to win.
Yeah.
Right? If that hadn't happened.
I don't feel like Orenze Anuaku is a household name for something like this, but that happened to Syracuse. They were an amazing team, and they lost Anuaku in the Big East, if it's the Big East at the time.
I mean, this dude, Halliburton getting hurt last night. They just did the top 10 plays of the entire NBA playoffs.
Is he got seven
of them? I think he had five of them.
Yeah.
He had five of them. Also interesting that the team that won the title didn't have a single one of them. But he had – it's just – it sucks that he got hurt. It really is the worst that he got hurt. And, right, like, listen to that. Like, these are as close as we're getting for comparables. How long ago was Bob Lanier? The 1975? Is that earlier than that, even? We're into the 60s when that happened? I mean, you got to go far back to 1970. Like, you want to find something that's kind of comparable. It is, like, 40 years.
Yeah,
unless you're very familiar with the 2006 NHL playoffs on OLN.
Right. When the Sabres lost everybody.
Right. And Edmonton, too.
803-0550. Well, it's another example that asterisks, you want to talk things that aren't real. Asterisks aren't real. We don't put asterisks on anything. We always have, you know, the conversation, well, would you put an asterisk on that? You don't. And OKC wins the title. One thing about last night's game in that series that had me thinking about our situation is both those markets are, finger quotes, smaller markets.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have four teams. What do they have? They have what they have. In Indiana, you've got the basketball team and the football team. And mm-hmm. in Oklahoma City, you've got the basketball team and you've got probably college football.
College football, yeah.
But not, you know, four. It's the following of the teams that were there last night. Like, these are, you know, obviously passionate fan bases, and they finally get one. I was listening to a news report. It might have been like an NPR or something over the weekend on Doing Dishes. And they're interviewing people in Oklahoma City, and they're talking about the Thunder, I feel like, the way that Bills fans would talk about the Bills if interviewed for a similar piece. It was, you know, we're a small market, but if we were able to strike a blow with the championship, that would show everybody that we're not somebody, you know, we're not just some little brother. We're not just some inferior thing. Just taking your sports team's success to be a thing that makes you feel like you know you're a bigger deal. And
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It kind of just resonated with me. Like, yeah, in Oklahoma City, there's basketball fans that are willing to say that, would think about that. Sal tweeted in about Anuaku. Sal, you and I remember.
Anuaku?
Orenze Anuaku. They would have won the title.
Yeah, no, I don't
They would have won the title. It's fine. That's the year that Butler beat them in the Sweet 16, and Butler loses to Duke by like a point.
Oh.
And that
almost, well, the shot at the end by Hayward.
Yep, that's that year. Syracuse was awesome.
Yeah. No, you're right. Like, we no one will put an asterisk on it at all. Maybe we'll remember that Halliburton got hurt in Game 7, but no. That team was excellent all year long. They were the best team all year long. They blew teams out in the playoffs. Like, other than that second round, they had some trouble. Like, they really looked like the better team in pretty much every series. But it still is deflating because you'll always wonder what – you'll always just naturally wonder what that game would have looked like had the other team's best player been healthy for it. And, you know, like, I think them not really putting the exclamation point on it really affects that too. Like, the fact that it did, the Pacers did hang around. Tete McConnell is hitting shots. You got the smallest dude on the court. He's just somehow finding a way to get it in. Like, he hit like 10 points in a row in the third quarter. Them not really putting their foot on the gas to win it, I think is going to, like, today is going to be Takepocalypse, I think.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be trying to take a little bit of credit away from them because they, again, they didn't put their foot on the pedal.
Well, they were supposed
to. When that team lost their best player.
That's right. And, I mean, even when the team had their best
player. And because they had huge expectations going into the series, they were supposed to smoke this team.
Yes, that's right.
They were supposed to beat this team in four or five games, and they didn't.
The whole thing had me thinking during the series, like, is Oklahoma City's coach over his head? Because, you know, if Carlisle can get that team that's not... I mean, Indiana was, what, a 5 seed? 4 seed?
They were 4 seed.
A 4 seed.
Yeah.
One of the best regular season teams in the NBA, in also in league history in Oklahoma City. They won 68 games,
yeah,
right?
Like, yeah.
And they're taken to 7 games by an East 4 seed. And even without their best player, in multiple games, I mean, Halliburton was not exactly 100% down the stretch. So credit to Indiana.
I really found that everybody was rooting for Indiana too, even before Halliburton goes down. Because did everybody see what I've been watching of this team? Like, I think America realized how this team wins.
The Thunder.
They
hack everybody.
They are just, and like, they're good at it, but their whole formula is we are unbelievable defensively, and we are going to get to the free throw line. That's our blueprint. That's our formula. And this is where I struggle to think about them, watch them, because I do want to appreciate their excellence. And at the same time, I want to hate them with every fiber of my being because they are horrible to watch.
Is there any chance that you, and maybe me and a lot of Bills fans, are primed for that kind of reaction to a team because we've watched the Chiefs the last 2 years?
Because the Chiefs are that?
What are the Chiefs the last 2 years? One of them is a Super Bowl win. One's a Super Bowl loss. Yeah. They are pull it out at the end with the most dumb mistake by the other team.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow, they got away with it again. They did it again. And, I mean, I guess that's the champion. You're back-to-back AFC champions. We live in a world where we think of the AFC as superior to the NFC. Maybe that's starting to move a little bit, and the NFC's catching up. But for most of the Josh Allen era, we've seen the Bills be in the AFC in this Bills, Bengals, Chiefs, Ravens. These teams are the best. And, you know, over there, sure, you've got your Niners and your Lions. But
yeah.
And the team that wins the AFC, at least the last 2 years, is one that we watch and we say, they're not that good.
Yeah.
That's the life
See,
we live.
That would be the one difference, though, for me. Like, I do think the Thunder are amazing.
They're good, okay.
Like,
but you just don't appreciate the style.
That's right. Because, like, Kansas City, I can't get to something is, like, the last year or two, something is stopping me from going, no, they are actually as good as their record is. Like, there's no way. There's no way they were 15 wins good last year.
Yeah.
They weren't even close.
They would have been
16. We watched those games. We all knew it. Like, for them, it felt like luck. And for the Thunder, it just feels like they've kind of figured out the sport
Ugly.
A little bit. They figured out how to win, you know, towing the line of, well, their best player pushes off on every single shot, but he knows he's not going to get called for it. And defensively, there was a play last night where McConnell, who this is after Halliburton gets hurt, he's at half court, and the Wallace from the Thunder is grabbing his wrist as he dribbles, and he looks at the ref, he's like, you're going to let me do this? And yes, they're going to, because the Thunder do it on every play.
Yeah.
And they're not going to call you for it in every play. So it's maybe there's an element of something Kansas City that's going on for me too, but like the two examples I think of excellent and this is not great to watch, and I hope you don't continue to succeed, because that's the New Jersey Devils of the early 2000s, and that's Floyd Mayweather in boxing.
Mayweather for sure. The Devils, there was their later cups, that was a lot of reputation, not exactly true. They scored a lot. I guess they would score and just like sit on games, so that might be.
In like what, 2003?
Yeah, like their third cup, they were one of the higher scoring teams in the league. But
okay.
Right, they.
No, because that's good context, because my memory of them is they won every game 2-1.
They did a lot of that. They held the Leafs to 6 shots in a playoff game once.
What's that?
They held the Leafs to 6 shots in a playoff game.
That's hilarious. I didn't know that happened.
That happened once. 803-0550. I flirted with the Devils a little bit as a youth, just because my family was from New Jersey and I was, you know, without a hockey team in Central New York. The Sabres had not exactly regionalized to Syracuse, so I flirted with the Devils for a little while there.
So if I were to say they killed the sport before the lockout, you would take offense to that?
No, I would mostly agree. I just know there's 1 year where they did score a bunch.
Okay.
803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. The chat's popping off. the injuries that we remember. Like, what are the other series? What are the other seasons? Sal's got two answers. We'll read you the other one. 803-0550, our phone number, as we get into the Sabres offseason. Now we're into the NBA offseason. And, you know, it's hot outside. Happy June. It's June 23rd. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.